Let's talk Chiefs a little bit. We know the Bengals are coming to town a little bit later on this week. We had Nate Taylor on the show yesterday, as he joins us every Tuesday. We asked him about Kingsley Suamataia and his performance and how, okay, on the PFF grade scale, they didn't grade him very favorably. Pressure rate and all that kind of stuff. 48.9 PFF grade was the lowest grade by any offensive player. He had one pressure and a sack. His run block grade, 37.3. That's just the information that was out there from their grading system. Watching the game, just like the eye test for the casual eye, for a rookie, his performance was not much different than what we saw at times from what they dealt with a year ago.
Donovan Smith, yeah. Like, inconsistency. Fine. Sometimes right. You give up a sack because your skill set, or and not effort in this case, but you're a rookie who kind of beat yourself up. But this is a better test than the one previous week. There wasn't a guy in the Ravens who, I think, sends fear into my heart at the same level of Trey Higgins. And look, it's not TJ Watt either.
Nnamdi Madubuike or whatever. I mean, he 13 sacks last year, something like that.
Yeah, I was a big fan of his coming out. But he also plays primarily on the inside, so they can move him over Kingsley. But he is more often than not going to have to go beat Tooney or Trey Smith or Creed Humphrey. That's the difference. This is an edge rusher. This is a guy who will line up over the top of you. And because over the next few weeks you'll get more guys like this, yeah, I'd like to see the difference between it. I also think that is a... I'll be honest, I did not watch every single second of Kingsley snaps, but I did go through and I watched the YouTube breakdown from Mitchell Schwartz. And I'm going to assume that versus any of the other people on Twitter who probably claim what they know what they're seeing in offensive line play, right, Mitchell Schwartz, former All-Pro right tackle. What? Hey, just real, you know, like, he plays tackle. All-Pro right tackle has to say about the matter is the same thing that you should feel like. That's too low of a grade. There are some snaps he'd want back. Some run snaps he'd like back. Some pass snaps he'd like back. Where he just straight up got beat. But I guess the question I would have for any left tackle, especially a rookie in this case, is at any point, did you think that the offensive line play was holding them back offensively? Was it stopping them from doing what they wanted to do in the game? No. That's all I care about for offensive line play under Patrick Mahomes.
And let's be honest, we view Kingsley differently right now as well, because, as I said, I thought his performance was very similar to what we saw at times from a Donovan Smith or an Orlando Brown Jr. The difference was those guys were, and especially in Orlando Brown Jr.'s case, they were making a lot more money. You also felt like, okay, that was their best. That was their peak. They're kind of a finished product, if you will. Whereas with Kingsley, there's a lot of room to grow. He is a rookie. This was his first NFL start, big stage, Thursday night football. Yeah, it's at home. Well, the next test really for him, I agree with you. Yeah, it'll be against the defensive front of Cincy. But the next big test for me, honestly, Cody, will be when he's on the road and all of a sudden they're dealing with a silent, you know, silent count. And they're, you know, I guess it'll be in Atlanta for that, when they're in a dome and it's pretty damn loud. And how does he handle
Atlanta's
that?
Atlanta's not really loud, but yes.
Well, it'll be loud on a Monday night game against the Chiefs. It'll be loud there indoors.
All right, that's
fair. So that'll be the big test.
Still Atlanta.
that'll be the test. Atlanta has good sports fans. And so we'll see. You know, Hendrickson is one of the better defensive linemen, but I want to see what he does on the road. But you have to feel good about what you saw right out of the gate for Kingsley. That was his debut. Like, it, you know, very easily we could have been sitting here saying, okay, he's a rookie, but oh, that was a disaster or something. No, not at all. He held his own.
Because of the interior offensive line play, all the Chiefs ask out of their tackles and have asked. We gave that stat before the season. Patrick Mahomes, if he is to go to the Super Bowl again this year, he will have appeared in 5 different Super Bowls with 5 different starting left tackles. I don't have to even do any historical research to tell you that's never happened before. They usually just kind of have their dude there and then maybe have to change it once, but not 5 different times. Now, look, it should have been 4 different times. It should have been Eric Fisher twice, but Rimmers had to come in the last minute. But the other 2 times, it was not like that at all. It was Orlando Brown Jr. and they let his ass walk. And then it was Donovan Smith and they let his ass walk. And now it's Kingsley Suamataia. And so, like, they've moved on to the next staple of this. But because this is the opposite, I told you, and they're facing the Bengals this week, so it's relevant. Joe Burrow, and he did it again last week in week 1. He is terrible at creating his own sacks. Like, you didn't have to get sacked there, Joe. What are you doing? Russell Wilson was always really bad at it. I thought, you know, there's boys in a couple of
pocket
quarterbacks.
Pocket awareness is what you're trying to say.
Well, they just step in. sometimes it's about the like, well, I want to make a play. I want to hold on to whatever it is. They're trying to hold on to the ball to make a play. And sometimes they make spectacular plays as a result of that. But they give their team sacks they don't do. Mahomes is the exact opposite. Even though he is not the best, even though Lamar Jackson is a better running quarterback than Patrick Mahomes, there is no quarterback in the NFL better at sack avoidance than Patrick Mahomes. So for the couple of times you screw up, so what? He'll cover you a few times anyway. The real question is, can you just like not be a liability for the entire game? That's all I ever really ask out of left tackle right now. And then hopefully over the season, better.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to watch his progression as we get further and further in. But I just think the starting point, like we now know the starting point for Kingsley, and that's what's really exciting about here, where maybe he could be, is that this wasn't a starting point where we were talking about him struggling, like, okay, he's got to improve. No, if this is actually the baseline, okay, you can totally work with that.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting on Sunday because Trey, like a lot of times, like TJ Watt will flip sides. Max Crosby will flip. Trey Hendrickson, for the most part, is in front of that left tackle like 95% of the time. Kingsley's going to get every single rep almost that Trey Hendrickson's going to give him. And I guess the good thing is they don't have an inside rusher like Madubuike, the Bengals. So if Kingsley needs any help in any instance, which I don't think he would, based on what we've seen, it's not like the Chiefs won't be able to give it to him because the Bengals don't have that interior pass rusher.
Well, and overall, this is not as good of a defense that the Chiefs are facing as what they just faced last week.
All.
I mean, it's not even close. It's been the case for a while. Baltimore, historically, under Harbaugh, has always, I know he's not a defensive mind. He's a special teams coach, yes, et cetera. But that has always been a staple there in Baltimore. We know that. And Nate Taylor alluded to this a little bit yesterday. Like, the secondary for Cincy is a big question mark. Is a big question mark. And now we know what weapons the Chiefs have they didn't have a year ago. And so, like, what do you do if you're Cincy? You're trying to balance this out. Like, in a weird way, as we sit on Wednesday, I wonder, we know the Chiefs are always going to pass the football, but this feels like a Pacheco type of assert his dominance type of game.
Yeah, it does.
Because I think you should be terrified of what the Chiefs could do down the field against your secondary game.
It's the same thing that I said last year when they had Jake Browning. The way that this, I think this is kind of why the Bengals have met, because everybody has said the Bengals are a matchup problem for the Chiefs because of the way the Chiefs play. They almost get in their own way by how they play. If the Chiefs ran the ball, 40 times,
that's too many times.
No,
30.
But no, I'm telling.
40's a lot.
I'm telling you, every single
did anyone
game,
run the ball 40
you said
times
yesterday,
last week?
Cody. Every single time that the Bengals have played, forget with Joe Burrow or not, it's been an 8-point game at worst. If they ran the ball 40 times, they would win by 2 touchdowns because that's how bad the Bengals' run defense is.
I do think
sometimes they play into the Bengals have coverage. Their coverage is fine. They can't tackle. That the secondary can't tackle. They get no push up front. Defensive line wise, there's nobody that's there to stuff the run. That's why last week, any carry that Ramondre Stevenson had that should have been 1 or 2 yards was 4 or 5 or 6.
Yeah, because a lot of yards after contact.
There's no, I think he had 100 and the Bengals allowed last week over 100 yards on the after contact, which is obscenely bad.
In Drew's defense, I looked it up. There were 2 teams last week. I didn't think anybody was going to be on this list. There were 2 teams last week who ran the ball 40 times. They both won. Pittsburgh ran it 41 times against the Falcons. Yeah. And Houston ran it 40 times. New England, third highest. 39 times. That's how many times they ran it against Cincinnati.
Yeah, quarterbacks, Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby
didn't even run like that. Ramondre ran all over him.
No, that's my point. Is like their quarterbacks, Jacoby Brissett. They knew the only way they were beating Cincy was running. We all know the Chiefs, of course, have multiple ways to beat Cincy, so it's a little bit different. But I think the running backs in general will be involved.
Pacheco,
I mean, I think the former Bengal, Samaje Perine's getting a touchdown in this game. We'll just go ahead and put that bet in right now.
Your team should heed their own advice. The team with the lowest rushing attempts in week one?
Yeah, the Bengals.
Cincinnati.
I'm not surprised.
We'll see what Chase Brown and Zach Moss can do.
The way that they do stuff, and it baffles me sometimes.